This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm George Varney. Missouri's Department of Natural Resources approved the permit for a 73-acre frack sand mine in St. Genevieve County today. The department also denied a request for an official hearing on the proposed mine owned by Summit Proppants. Several people who live near the proposed mine have been fighting the approval of the permit for most of the year. They've cited health, environmental, and quality of life concerns. St. Genevieve County resident Mike Miller says they are disappointed but will continue to fight the mine in the legal system.
I feel like the DNR has not been fair with either party.
The sand from these mines is sold to hydraulic fracturing companies and used to prop open cracks made by drilling. It allows the natural gas or oil to be collected. Health insurance policies that face cancellation in Missouri because they didn't meet new federal requirements can continue to be sold. Marshall Griffin has details.
Governor Jay Nixon announced today that the Department of Insurance will continue to allow insurers serving the individual and small group markets to continue selling policies through the end of 2014 that don't meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. State Insurance Director John Huff says his office has not found any Missouri law that would prohibit coverage from continuing, and that they will continue working with insurers in Missouri to meet customer needs. The move comes 1 week after President Obama announced that customers could keep their non-compliant health insurance policies for another year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A national advocacy organization has filed a lawsuit against the Fayette School District for religious activities happening in a math teacher's classroom. Columbia Faith and Values reporter Kelly Moore has the story.
The American Humanist Association filed a lawsuit yesterday saying Fayette High School is unconstitutionally promoting Christianity. The lawsuit focuses on one teacher who has been praying with a group of students in her classroom on Friday mornings. Last spring, a student from outside the group reported the prayers to the Humanist Association. The association then sent a letter to the school demanding that the school stop these teacher-led prayers. Bill Burgess from the Humanist Association's Legal Center describes what happened next.
The school replied to our letter and said it is not changing any of its practices. And so we were eventually forced to take them to court.
Burgess says the problem isn't with the students, it's with the school. Student prayer is protected by the Constitution, but the school can't be part of it.
We have the school involved. The teacher was encouraging people to pray, praying with them, and that's unconstitutional.
Superintendent Tamara Kimball was not available for comment. Kelly Moore, Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA.
Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander said today that he will push legislation next year that could make it easier for deployed members of the armed forces to run for state office by allowing the use of a proxy to file their candidacy papers with the Secretary of State's office. Candidate filing for the 2014 primary elections will run from February 25th to March 25th. On the first day of filing, candidates who show up in person draw numbers to determine the order they are listed on the ballot. Kander says the requirement to file in person means deployed military members may not have a shot at being listed first. The Columbia Board of Education visited three schools today, two physically and a third virtually, to see how new technology is being used throughout the district. At Midway Heights Elementary, it's the first year where some classrooms have provided one mini iPad for each student. Midway is part of an elementary school iPad pilot program, along with Shepherd, Grant, and Russell Elementary. Columbia Public Schools Director of Technology Chris Diggs says the iPads, along with desktop and laptop computers, provide a number of new ways for students to learn.
Some were learning individually, some were practicing letter writing, some were using them for higher level thinking and planning a trip and math reading, things like that.
The board also visited Smithton Middle School and saw an interactive whiteboard used in an orchestra lesson. It also virtually toured Battle High School, where students use apps to supplement their textbook education. Governor Jay Nixon has appointed to a state appeals court an attorney whose practice focused on workers' compensation law. Phil Hess of Sunset Hills was named today to the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Hess has practiced law in St. Louis for more than 30 years and was the president of the Missouri Association of Trial Attorneys from 2011 to 2012. Under Missouri's judicial selection process, a state commission selects three nominees for vacancies on appellate courts. The governor appoints one, who later appears on the ballot for a retention vote. Hess is replacing Judge Kathy Ann Knapp Crane, who retired in August. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.